Alcatraz once held some of America's most infamous criminals, names like Al Capone, Machine Gun Kelly, and Whitey Bulger. The island prison shut down more than 60 years ago, and now President Trump says he wants to reopen it to house what he calls the nation's most violent and ruthless offenders. As NPR Scott Newman reports, history suggests that could be a costly and complicated move.
With a helicopter whirring on the tarmac, President Trump on Sunday told reporters about his latest idea to revive Alcatraz.
But it's a symbol of law and order. And, you know, it's got quite a history, frankly. So I think we're going to do that, and we're looking at it right now.
The president says he's ordered the Bureau of Prisons, Department of Justice, FBI, and Homeland Security to reopen and enlarge the notorious facility. Jolene Babiak lived on Alcatraz Island as a child and teenager. Her father was an associate warden there. She's written several books on the history of the maximum security prison. Here's what she thinks about Trump's announcement.
My reaction was two words, water and sewage.
The sewage from the inmates and their guards was dumped straight into the bay. She also says that resupplying the island proved extremely costly, three times the operating costs of other federal prisons at the time.
They used to say you could put a man in a Waldorf Astoria. Today it would be Trump Tower. You could put a man there and that would be about what it would cost.
At the peak, there were barely 300 inmates at Alcatraz, less than 1% of the federal prison population at the time. But thanks to movies like 1979's Escape from Alcatraz, the prison has taken on a mythical status.
Alcatraz has some symbolic register, particularly for someone of Mr. Trump's generation.
That's Dan Berger, a historian and professor at the University of Washington, Bothell. He says today it would cost tens of millions of dollars just to bring Alcatraz in line with current standards for federal prisons, let alone expanding it. But he says an island prison presents other obstacles.
Visiting and family contact becomes much more difficult as well. So doing something on the mainland is better for all parties involved.
And if the prison reopened and the museum there closed, San Francisco would lose one of its biggest tourist attractions. The National Park Service says 1.2 million people visit the island each year. Scott Newman, NPR News.